Hello everyone! Here in the studio are Marke and Anastasia. Today we are presenting to you a very special episode which was recorded live during a meeting called Broches HSLS. Marke, could you tell to our listeners what this meeting is?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Anastasia. Broodje GSLS is roughly translated to Bread GSLS, which sounds a bit funny, but actually means that we are having lunch together with our colleagues from the staff of the GSLS, and we present our educational and policy projects to each other. And we took the opportunity to present our radio life sciences team and ask our colleagues some questions about the origination of radio life sciences and how we are doing. So, we wish you a lot of fun listening to this episode.
Happy listening.
Welcome to the Radio Life Sciences podcast for a behind-the-scenes look into GSLS, made by students and educators for the scientists of tomorrow.
Welcome everybody again at a new episode of Radio Life Sciences. And today we are going to do an experiment because we are recording live with a big crowd. And I also want to give you the opportunity to hear the crowd. So, thank you, crowd. Well, it's obviously a bit weird to ask for an applause at the beginning, but yeah, we staged this, so I have this. I have to explain this. But we are here with more people. So I am Marke. You heard me before. My co-host for today is Anastasia.
Hi, hi everyone.
Welcome, Anastasia. We also have Eveline.
Hello.
And Eveline is going to be in the field today, so in the crowd. We have some other people who are in the Radio Life Sciences team. We have Lisa, who's taking care of the sound for today. We have Tessa, who's also in the room. Harold is in the room. And we have Fabiola, one of the students. And we have Gijs, who's a PhD student currently. So we have a diverse team. And today we're going to record at the meeting called Broodje GSLS, which is a staff meeting, a monthly staff meeting for the GSLS. And yeah, we're going to see what's the knowledge within the crowd and in our team about radio life sciences. So I think we can give it a go.
Yeah, Evelina. First question?
Yes, okay. First question.
First question, there you go.
When was the first episode released and who was its guest?
Ooh.
The first episode was released almost 4 years ago. It was August 2020, during Corona period. And the first guest was Harald. Mm-hmm. Harald, do you remember a book that you recommended for those who haven't listened for the first episodes? We had the setup that a guest recommends a book to the audience. What was that? Your favorite one?
I'm not sure. I would recommend everyone to listen to it. It's still out
there.
That's
right.
I think given the time, maybe Tyranny of Merit? I'm not sure. Was it Tyranny of Merit?
It was Outliers.
Outliers.
Yes.
Right. I was almost right.
Then. Yes.
Yeah. I can recommend it to anyone. And also Tyranny of Merit by Michael Sandel, by the way. It's also a really nice book.
Thank you.
But I do remember it also, that the more or less experimental setup that we had at that time.
Yes, we recorded through using simply Zoom audio. We didn't have the professional microphones, but we really wanted just to give it a start. And it was a very successful start.
Yep.
Thank you.
Awesome. Then we go to the second question. Who has number two on it? Pauline. Okay, there we go. Second question, Pauline.
Okay. How many episodes did Radio Life Sciences record to date?
Ooh, do you have a guess?
I'm not super sure, but I think 38?
38. Who has another guess? Shout.
Higher, lower?
25.
25, I hear. 25. Who thinks more than 25? 25, 20, lower than 25, 25. Lower? Who thinks higher than 38?
42.
One? 42. I hear 42 here. 48? Do we have more than 48?
50.
Sorry?
36.
Oh, 36, but we're already at 48. Okay, I'll give you the answer. It's more than 50. So we have more than 50 episodes already.
Whoa.
That's, whoa, yeah. That is a lot, isn't it? Yeah, I think let's continue with the third question. Who has number three? Tanya, all right. Third question, there we go.
So what is the target audience for Radio Life Sciences?
Ooh, good question, Tanya. You were in one of the episodes as well. I think it was especially for master's students, but we also have a lot of episodes for PhD students, for staff, so actually everyone within the GSLS. We cover 5 themes which are in the podcast. So we have our research, which Eveline is the host of. We have, it's Anastasia and Gijs. It's our career, that's Eveline who's the host of that, that theme. We have our community, of which Lisa is the host. We have our news, of which Harald is the host, and we have our education, of course, of which Gisella and I are the hosts. Yes, you cannot see it, but Gisella is smiling in the back. and we also have some series that we cover. So we did a big series on well-being, which was listened to very well. People liked it a lot, and we are currently... also doing some other series. There will be a new series about sustainability and all green things.
Which Marit will be leading.
Yes, which our colleague Marit will be leading. And there's also a series about career, which is linked to the Career Week in May.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, next question. Yeah, Danza. Number 5 already.
4.
Is it 4?
Mark already answered the 4.
Yes. Oh. I see.
Oh, yeah, I see as well. Do we skip 4? Then we ask 4, then we don't ask 4. Because you already heard the answer. Well, Danza, you can still be in our podcast to say hi.
Hi.
Nice. Okay, then we continue to the 5th one. Natalie, the 5th question.
Which episode did you like the most and why?
Ooh.
Ooh, and we actually wanted to ask one of you. Maybe one of you have listened to one of the episodes that you think, well, that one stuck to me or with me.
And we know that there are some people who listen to it regularly.
Natalie?
I think if I go back to when I was still a master's student, and the first time I listened to the podcast was to make a decision which profile I wanted to do. So I listened to both the episodes about... the profile in translational science and also life sciences and society, and that really helped me to make a decision on which profile I wanted to do. So that was more like a practical need that I had, but it was really nice, and also the first time to listen to it.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you for this comment. It's really a bit returning to the structure. Indeed, we try to cover also the profiles and different components of the curriculum. So, and we heard as a feedback that students really appreciate specifically the profiles recordings. Yeah. Some other?
Gisella, coming to you. There you go.
So I'm not going to name any of the ones that I hosted because that's not fair. No,
they were also good.
Of course. There was a podcast episode a while back about the hormonal contraceptives and the effect on the brain and on mood, especially in females. And I really like that episode mainly because it was based on research that one of our students did out of their own interest. So she was really interested in the topic. She decided to do a mini project on it. And then part of the mini project was to record a podcast episode about it. And she interviewed 2 experts as well on the topic. So I thought that was really interesting. And it was a really nice way for our students to get involved in the podcast.
Nice. Thanks for sharing, Gijs. Cool. Does someone else want to mention one, or do we continue to the next question? What do you say, ladies? I don't know how we are in time.
Yeah, we can proceed.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, then let's proceed with the 6th question. Who is number 6? Rinka, I'm coming to you. There you go.
What are the top 3 most listened episodes according to the statistics?
Yeah, great. So the statistics are extracted from a Springcast in which we host our podcast platform, and we can extract some nice statistics about our episodes. And we have listed the top 3 based on downloads, and one download is one unique listener, so one unique person that pushes play on one episode. So with a shared spot on the third place, we have the Master's Health and Environment from Our Education episode. And it's on the third place together with the 9 career paths from Your Career series, in which we talked to Helene about her research and the 9 career paths that she described in her paper, basically. Then on the second place, or by the way, I need to mention the number because it was listened to 141 times. Then on the second place with 152 unique listeners, we have the episode about failures in the lab from Our Education theme. And on first place with 158 listeners, this was the episode about the selection procedures at the GSLS from Our Research, hosted by Nastia, I believe.
Hosted by Harald, and I was as a guest together with a student who commented on his experiences during the selection procedure to GSLS. And I and Harald, we talked about the practicalities, and it might be a popular episode because also the applicants to the GSLS tend to listen to it because they're very interested how to get to study here.
Yeah, nice. All right, then we're also already coming to the last question. Who had number 7? Christine, okay, coming to you.
What do you consider to be one of the biggest achievements in this project? You don't have to say my podcast.
All right. Nastia, can I give the word to you?
Yeah, sure. I think that we discussed it, actually, and we all share the view that the fact that our recordings became regular and we release an episode every second week on Tuesday, so you can always be alerted and wait for it on Spotify. So we are happy that we have a workflow now and the team works so fluently and supportive to each other that we can have them that regular. And the second one, that we have a very stable team of colleagues who are really dedicated to the recordings. And of course, we are all busy with all our projects, which we call primary ones. But this, even though it's not our leading one, but we all feel passionate about it, and that's why it's going on. And the third one achievement, yeah, that we actually have a really cool equipment now. As we described, once we started, it was Zoom recordings, and the quality wasn't great. And then Evelyn came to the team, and she was, the quality is not that good. And you were really in favor of a professional setup, isn't it?
Yeah, I described it very perfectly. Yeah.
How did you come up with this one, actually?
The particular setup.
Yes.
Well, I think Harold and
just
I discussed
basically.
It like, hey, what's nice? That one? Okay, bye.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a short conversation.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, great. That's it, right? Do we have any additions? No?
Not from our questions. I think it's, the last question on our leaflet is to ask the audience if there is anything that you want to share with us about Radio Life Sciences and how you think the future of Radio Life Sciences should look. Maybe there are topics that you want to see covered in our episodes. Suggestions, ideas are all welcome. I see some hands.
I'm coming. Christine.
I had a question about how you choose topics. How do these topics come to your mind when you decide to do a podcast on them?
Yeah, well, good question. I think it's mostly a team effort. So all of us, hear things from the school and even in a bit of broader range. We all have our own interest within the team. So we bring those topics to the table and we discuss it and see what's going to be next. And there are also people who approach us because they have a good idea and they want to share it with the rest of the GSLS and...
Is that something that you would like, so you could say to the students, if there's a topic that you would like us to? I mean, is there a way that students can reach out to the Radio Life Sciences to suggest topics?
Yes, definitely. We have an email address. So it's radiolifesciences@umcutrecht.nl. So you can always email us with a new topic or anything else that you want to share with us, or approach us just in the hallway when you see us and talk to us. Yeah.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Shirinka.
Yeah, so you asked for some suggestions, what could be a nice topic. And then I was thinking about the next academic year. There is a lustrum for the Graduate School of Life Sciences of 20 years. So I thought maybe it's nice for a series or at least a few episodes to talk about that with different people in the graduate school, maybe some people that were there when the school was born even. And there is a very nice group of people, project group working on this, so they can help you maybe with some thoughts. Is that a nice idea?
Yeah, that's a really good idea. And also to attract people who was there at the start and then to see the whole development. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Taking notes. Mental notes. Michelle.
Yes, I was wondering, do you have a wish list of guests you would like to invite? Maybe famous guests or, you know, people or you really want to invite to interview?
We do, and we do invite them. Here's one of them. Harald, maybe you would like to comment, or Lisa, on that episode.
I think actually it was Eveline's wish. So I think we made Eveline's wish come true.
Yeah, well, that's true. For the ones who don't know, the gray person is not Harald, the one with hair. That's... just kidding. It is Erik Scherder, so the neuroscientist from Amsterdam. And as I studied neuroscience and cognition, that was kind of the person in the Netherlands to talk to about neuroscience-related topics. And we talked to him about well-being and the neurobiology of well-being, but also how to incorporate that in education. So yes, that was kind of my wish. But
it wasn't really an interview, was it?
Well, why not?
We were allowed to listen to Eric. Because
yeah, true.
We were his audience, actually, not the interviewers. But it was great. Also to travel there and to meet him when he finally showed up.
Yeah, definitely. But that also shows the versatility of our podcast setup right now, because we can just take it along in the suitcase and just go wherever we want to go. And record there. So I think that's also a very nice asset of the setup that we have currently. Yeah, great.
Yeah, thanks. And speaking about people that we want to interview, I think our common goal is to ask students always to hear their voice, their opinion. Because they are the people that we're working for, basically. So that's the most wanted guest always to have students in our episodes. And sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's more difficult. So if you ever come across a student who has a nice story, wants to participate, send them to us.
Yeah, I really like the Our Career episodes with the PhD journey of Gijs. So I think following maybe more persons in their journey as a master student or a PhD student, it's so interesting to have an inside-out view on the school and on a master or a PhD is really engaging.
Great. Yeah, nice. Thanks for the addition. So we have the mental taking notes. I'm just taking mental notes. We have the lustrum and we have the journeys from master in sciences. Okay, keeping them in my head. Okay, another question.
Yeah, another question, but... perhaps controversial suggestion while we're recording the walkout is going on. Is that a topic you would dare to discuss?
Very good question, Lieselotte. Thanks. We sometimes talk about these topics as well, which are quite controversial. We don't want to put any political statements out there with a podcast. But sometimes we have guests that put on a statement, so that's possible. But as a team, we try to stay in between everything. So I'm not sure if we're gonna cover a protest-like thing. But if it would be something that's really really attached to our school, it might happen. I think. Yeah.
Thanks.
Great. we just stay Swiss and then win the song festival, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Do we have another question? Yeah, definitely, Michelle.
Maybe a bit strange question, but I was wondering, are you also mobile? So can you do, for example, a podcast on the street or do street interviews or just walk along interviewing people you meet on the street?
Yeah, I think we could do that. I mean, Eveline is running around here.
Yeah, and I think we also did, right? I think, Lisa, you were once at the at seminars and walking with your phone and then handing them the microphone, right? Didn't you?
Yeah, at the ILS.
It's good that you mentioned. I was thinking, I don't know when I did it. But yeah, it's possible. It's really, it really is.
Yeah, it definitely is possible. And we have considered that as well when we were thinking about a new setup. And then we had a whole setup with different parts within one episode. But for feasibility and covering a certain theme, we thought this setup with different themes would be the best for now. But of course, we are able to change that in along the way. So it's possible.
Okay, I see another question there.
What's in for you? Are you having fun? Are you learning something?
Good question. Thanks, Twan. Yes, I am definitely having fun. Also learning things because we have a lot of different guests. Especially within my theme, education, I really like it because I also want to dive deeper into it. So I think Gisella and I always really enjoy to record together. But I can't speak for the others in our team, so...
Yes, it's also something there for me in terms of that I imagined it initially as something where we would go to researchers and first of all education researchers, because it started as a podcast about education at the GSLS, and that I would get by interviewing them different perspectives on their research on actually how they implement it in practice, and that's something which enlarges my personal, professional horizon. So that's something I really value about it. And when I host the recordings about life sciences education, that's, I learn a lot. And I like also to give this platform to our PhD students or to other researchers and practitioners to address their audience, that they can then post it on LinkedIn or on the page of a program. And it's also nice just to hear good feedback from the students later on when they actually appreciated this form of communication and not only the textual ones. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think if I could add something as well, I think it also helps to develop a skill of interviewing. I think that as well is a skill to develop that is very nice to, while doing, develop the skill of interviewing, asking nice questions and keeping the conversation going. I see you also have a nice question.
Yeah, maybe as a follow-up question, if you are still learning and enjoying, could it be part of the curriculum for students to make a podcast as a kind of assignment?
Yeah, definitely. I think it can definitely be. And looking also at Gisella, because you also mentioned one of the students that already made an episode. I'm not sure whether that was part of the curriculum, but it was her project, right?
Yeah, it was for our mini projects. And we have also discussed within one of the courses of Life Sciences and Society Profile, if we could make it a regular assignment as well, but we haven't really worked that out yet. And actually, just before this meeting, one of our bachelor colleagues also approached me saying, hey, a student approached me with a question about something, and could we make that into a podcast? I said, yes, let's talk to the team. It's definitely something that can, I think, work well as an assignment.
Do you want to react on this, Don?
Well, I think it's a great idea, and that students will like it. And they're redesigning the curriculum right now, so let's work on it.
Yeah, nice. All right.
Okay, I think then we wrap up and maybe have a bit of time for the lunch before for finishing it. I would like to draw your attention. Please scan the code, subscribe for the channel, and you can make the notifications that once on Tuesday, every second Tuesday, an episode is released, then you can listen to it. And please come to us, approach us with any topics that you like to talk, also related to the intersection of society and education, or your program or profile or course. And please also feel free to join our team. We are very open, and we always are happy to not only hear your ideas, but also work together with you. And if you don't have time for really become a stable member of the team, you can work on certain theme, like for instance, Gisela, she works on education, you know, and then she hosts those episodes together with Marcus. So that's also possible. So keep it in mind and let your creativity also be seen in this project. Thank you.